It's Dawat Islami. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all over the world.
It has become a common practice in our masajid to keep the fans turned on, even if there is much time left in azan and even if the masjid is empty. What I suggest is that there should be one fan used by 2 to 4 persons offering prayers. The person who feels heat should come under the fan. Second fan can be turned on if the number of persons increase. Similarly, lights should also be turned on gradually. The caretaker should be assigned with the same instructions and he should be told not to move from his place and to switch the lights and fans on or off gradually as the number of people vary.
Baba, suppose a person is offering prayers while standing under a fan. Another person turns on another fan and starts offering prayers under it. The person who turns on another fan is someone who has missed Salatul Zuhr. Then another person arrives after having performed ablution, goes to another site and turns on another fan for himself. Can these people who turn on fans separately for themselves,
may Allah forgive us, it is so unfortunate,
not offer prayers under the same fan which the first person was offering prayers, realizing that their act can save the electricity of the masjid. Everyone wants separate electricity, such as a separate fan, a separate light. It seems that we have to install new fans and lights for each and every person. We have to do this separately for everybody. The situation of people and committees in this regard is helpless. Actually, they all are from amongst the public. They should all consider themselves responsible. People do not have a mindset of realizing what's their own responsibility or the committees. It's the public who are usually engaged in jobs and job agreements everywhere. Representatives come from public, whether they take up responsibilities voluntarily or as per the work agreement. The mindset has to be made amongst the public, as they don't have it at all. As said earlier, if the muazzin or the committee tries to act upon such rules, they will have to face problems from these people who want separate fans for them while offering prayers.
If only the mind would be made of those who are in charge and the mind of the public. And those who come forth on the stage should also have such a mindset. Such important teachings should be made clear by these people. But even they don't have the mindset to teach these rulings. Nobody speaks. They hardly speak about this matter. So those who offer prayers should also act upon such teachings by not utilizing bulbs and fans more than the need. Instead, they should turn off lights and fans whenever they get a chance while refraining from any possibility of an argument.
Baba, it's usually seen that occasionally in Ramadan Mubarak, the labor class attends Salatul Zuhr with congregation. And then having missed the congregation, they offer Salatul Zuhr separately. They are used to turning on separate fans for themselves and lying underneath these fans.
Apparently, they do not have the right to turn on fans only for their comfort. Even if they attend the prayers with congregation, yet the fans of the masjid are not for sleeping. Masjid is not a place to sleep either. Such a person should go to either his house or sleep on the footpath or look for another place. But masajid are not for sleeping. They are for the purpose of worship. A person gets permission if he is murtakif. But masajid are used in such a way nowadays that people do not leave enough room for worshippers to offer prayers. They are found sleeping everywhere. Where will the worshippers offer prayer in this case? They cause many problems. People who fast don't do anyone a favor by fasting. As we know that masajid are not for the purpose of sleeping. See, I'm not calling it illegal to sleep inside a masjid, but nobody would allow it if you occupy the place of worshippers by sleeping. A masjid is built for worshippers, not for the purpose of sleeping. If you have fasted, it does not mean that you can occupy the house of Allah. Such people should go home to sleep. It is uncivilized. Then in case of fans, without hesitation, someone turns on a fan here and another one turns it on there.
Papa, let me explain it to you that the administrative committee of a masjid doesn't pay attention to this issue, even if the expenses of a masjid increases. The committee just announces to the people during the Friday congregation to increase the donation by showing them bills with increased expenses. But nobody tries to find out that which expenses have increased due to necessity and which are unnecessary. Nobody pays attention to this. They are just concerned about increasing the donation for the masjid.
The committee of the masjid does not make a mindset of saving. You will be held responsible if the electricity is used deliberately in excess, as the bill of electricity is paid with the amount of donations which is given by the people. So please have mercy upon yourselves and your afterlife.
Papa, it's also seen that sometimes two or three tube lights and a bulb are connected with one switch. Why? Just to save the cost of a switch. According to my weak understanding, if we check economically and some of the extra bills of the whole year, which are due to whatever number of bulbs that are lightened through one switch, we will see that it will be equal to the cost of many more such switches. So by saving the cost of one switch, they actually haven't saved money. I don't know who has whispered this into their ears. They have saved the cost of new switches, but they should be saving electricity instead.
People know that it is a donation from the public, while these many bulbs are not turned on at home. As you said, that people have meetings amongst their families complaining about expensive bills, and they think about what they should do now. But I haven't heard about any meeting ever held for the sake of masjid to find out ways of cutting down electric expenses in the future.
Papa, did you have this sort of experience when you spent time being the imam of a masjid?
For example, in Ramadan Mubarak, we used to go out to collect donation. It used to be very hot, despite the existence of flies. I did not used to keep a fan on. I used to rest without turning on the fan of the masjid. It sometimes used to happen that the custodian would himself turn on the fan for me. He was elderly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. He has passed away. I stay frightened.
It's Dawat-e-Islami, it's arrived to rectify the people, it's all.